Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, God, for all that you have done for us. You are such a wonderful God. You have been so good to us. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies over our life. Thank you for the grace you have given to us. Thank you, Father, Lord, for the year 2022. We thank you, God, because we know that, Lord, it is well with us in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, it is time for us to share your word with your people. I ask, oh God, that this word will bring blessings. It will bring, Lord, solution to every life problem. And that, Father, this word will take us to the next level in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray as I preach your word this morning, Father, I pray, help me to speak as your oracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus this morning. I am happy that you are there waiting for this program, Church on Air. Let me thank God for all those who are coming to ministries, especially on Friday, coming for deliverance and healing service. And thank God for what God is doing in our midst this day. Thank God for the testimony. Jesus really is real. Jesus is mighty. Jesus is great. And I know that as you make yourself available to on a Friday morning by 10 o'clock, I am sure that God is also waiting for you to touch your life, to heal you, to deliver you, to give you a new story, and that your life will never be the same again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You can help me to tell somebody or phone somebody that Church on Air is now on this channel, that it's time for God even to bless us again. I am sure by the end of this sharing this morning, oh, God will release, you know, his grace upon your life, and things will change for good for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, by the grace of God, we shall be sharing together on walking in obedience. Walking in obedience. Quickly, let's go to the scriptures. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy 28, verse number 2. Deuteronomy 28, verse 2.
And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Now, it shows that obeying God leads to blessing. At any point in time you exercise obedience, blessing flows into your life. Can you say that? Blessings flow. So, if a man wants to become blessed, he must be obedient to the word of God. To be obedient to God. Now, we discover that, you know, blessings flow through obedience. You know, that it is obedience that carries blessings to our life. So, when you now start to walk in obedience, you know, you now start to see blessings of God in your life. Let me give you another scripture. Deuteronomy chapter number 11. 11 from verse 26 to 28. Deuteronomy 11, 26 to 28.
Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if ye obey the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if ye will not obey the commandment of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after the gods which ye have not known.
Now, can you see the reason why we are having a problem today? Can you see the reason why we are stagnated? Can you see the reason why we are not moving forward? Because of a disobedience, one way or the other to God. Can you see now? The Bible says, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing will come when you obey. A curse will come when you disobey. So why can't we obey God? Why can't we obey God in everything? I know. And you see, obedience we are talking about this morning is that obedience to God must be complete and, you know, in compliance with his word. Can you see? You know, it has to be, you know, complete, not partial obedience, not just to obey him when you like, no, but to obey him in all things, in all things. Now, this morning, because I have a lot of things to share with you on this subject matter, let's talk now on 8 reasons why obedience to God is important. 8 reasons why obedience to God is important. Number one reason why obedience to God is so important is because Jesus called us to obedience. Can you see now? Every child of God who is born again has been called to obedience. So when you say you are a Christian, it means you are a child of obedience. You are ready to obey Jesus, to obey His word. John chapter number 14. Can we look at verse 15? John 14, verse number 15.
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Wow. Can you see now? Now, Jesus speaking there, I said, if you love me, can you see? Keep my commandments. So, you know, those who love God, keep His word. Those who are lovers of God, they cherish His word. Can you see now? So, now, if you want to say you are a disciple of Jesus, then you must obey Him. You must obey Him. You must obey the word of God. So number one reason why we obey is just because we have been called to obedience. The moment you say you are a Christian, you are saying that now I am to obey God. Now, if you are not ready to obey God, you have no business, you have nothing to do with Jesus. You know what has to do with Jesus? If you say you are a Christian, it means you are ready to obey every word of God. You know what the Bible says? It says, you know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? But every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Can you see now? So if you are not ready to obey God, you better go and do something else. Why? Because Christianity is meant for those who are ready to obey. So are you ready to obey Him? Because that is the real problem that many of us we are having today as Christians. We only choose what we want to obey. You know, say, no, me, I can't obey everything. I can't go with that. No, me, I'm not for that doctrine. Look, you must be ready to obey every word of God for your life to be blessed. Number two reason why obedience is so important, you know, is that obedience is an act of worship. You know, you give obedience as worship. You use obedience to worship God. You know, your obedience to God is an act of worshiping God. Do you understand that? So if you see you are worshiping God and you don't obey Him, then your worship is not acceptable. You know, your life is not acceptable. Until, you know, you obey God, then your worship to God will be complete. Now that's what the Bible says in the book of Romans. Romans chapter number 12. Let's read verse 1. Romans 12 verse 1.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
This is your reasonable service. Can you see now? So obedience is an act of worship. Worshippers are obedient people. No? So it means that, you know, as part of your worship to God, you must obey God in everything. As part of your worship to God, you must obey God in everything. Number three reasons why obedience to God is so important is that God rewards obedience. You will discover in the Bible, all those that God rewarded are those who obey Him. The reason why up till now you have not been rewarded is because you have no obedience at all to God, or partial obedience. God will not reward partial obedience. I will discuss this one with you in subsequent, you know, sharing. You know, they say, do this, you do little, you don't do it full. They say, give tithe, you give, you know, you don't give the tithe, you just give the amount you want. He can't bless you. Do you understand that? They say, go for evangelism. You don't do it all the time. You do it at the time that you want. It can't bring you blessing. Do you understand that? So what you do unto God must be full and, you know, complete. So God rewards obedience. Can we see Genesis 22, verse number 18, talking about the life of Abraham? Genesis 22, verse number 18. Yes.
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Can you see now? Abraham was tested in a way. You know, God told him, now, go and sacrifice your son. That your son, that is called Isaac. Do you know that is a costly obedience? Very, very costly. Very, very costly. God told him, that your child, the one that you have at your old age, I want you to use it to sacrifice unto me. Now, if it were me, what will I say? I will say, I bind that word in the name of Jesus Christ. You want to bind it? But Abraham knew that it was God speaking to him. You can't bind God. You can't bind the word of God. You can only bind, you know, the devil and his words and his agents. Do you understand that? So, you know, when Abraham had it, you know, in verse number 2, that's Genesis chapter 22, verse 2, the Bible says, and he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee to the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Can you imagine that? What a message. What a message. The child that Abraham had been longing for. The child that, you know, God gave to him at his old age, at age 100 years. And now God now say, go and sacrifice him. If it were you, what will you say? And you know what now? Abraham arose and he was going to that mountain to obey God. This is terrible. You know, no wonder they call him father of faith. You know, until you do something that is extraordinary, you cannot have extraordinary breakthrough in life. You cannot. Now, look at Abraham. He did so. He looked for the mountain and, you know, he lifted up his eyes. He was about to slay the child. Then heaven cried. Can you see now? Help me to read, you know, verse 15 of that place. Yes.
And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, says the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed, as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Can you imagine that? Obedience. Even though it is an uncommon obedience. Uncommon and very costly. But yet, Abraham, he decided to obey God. Now, are you ready to obey God this year? Because your blessing this year is in your obedience to the word of God. Your blessing this year, you know, is obedient to the word of God. So once you are ready to obey God, your life shall be full of blessings. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Are you under satanic affliction or bondage? Are you sick and need urgent divine intervention? Or are you weak or depressed? Just take a bold step of faith as you join us every Sunday in our Jesus the Doctor program and interdenominational 1-hour program. We start by 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, off Abeokuta Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta. Make Jesus your doctor today and be free. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. 080-338-55927. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. This morning we are talking about why obedience to God is important, and we are looking at the number 3 thing. We have said that God has called us to obedience. The number 2, that obedience is an act of worship. The number 3, that God rewards obedience. And we look at the life of Abraham and know how God told him to go and sacrifice his son, and he did that without questioning God. Let's see another one. Ezra 19, can we read verse 5?
Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
My God. That was what God speaking to Moses. You know, God said, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my commandment, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. God will make you number one. You know, you will be, I love the word, peculiar treasure. You become so like a jewel. So important. You know, unto me, above all people, for all the earth is mine. God will consider you first above every other. person in this world. Now, why will you not obey God now? You know, people that obey God, God made them VIP. God made them peculiar. God made them special. Before they call unto God, God is ready to answer them. You know, while they are calling, God already is giving them the solution to their problem. Why? Because of the spirit of obedience. And that is why I want to call you out of your disobedience this morning. I want you to know that it is in obedience that you can be blessed. So, you know, God was telling us that this is what I will do. You know, even look at verse 6 of that. Yes.
And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
You become a priest of priests and an holy nation. You become, you know, so important to me. May God give us understanding of all this world we are sharing this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Number four thing about obedience, about why obedience to God is important, is that obedience to God proves our love. It is our obedience that shows our love. How we love God is shown in how we obey Him. Are you following me now? You know, if you give Him total obedience, it means you have total love for God. When you give Him, you know, low obedience, you have low love for God. You know, so it is your obedience that shows your love. All this, you're screaming, I love God, I love God. But you are not obeying Him. Now, how do we now assess your love? Do you really love Him? You know, your obedience to God proves your love. Let's see 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verses 2 to 3. 1 John 5, 2 to 3, yes.
By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous.
Can you see now? So, it is our obedience that shows our love. You know, He said, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His word, His commandment. When we keep His commandment, He shows that we love. So, people that keep God's commandment, that do God's commandment, they are the one that loves God. So, how long will you be in this situation? Whereby you don't keep His word. Whereby you go against His word, and yet you want to be blessed. Hallelujah. So, I want you to understand that your obedience proves your love. Your obedience shows your love. It's like a woman in the house, your wife. Your wife says she loves you. Eh? She loves you, but she doesn't obey you. Eh? Now, how will you categorize that? A woman saying, my husband, I love you. I love you. But when you give her something to do, she will disobey. That means she doesn't love you. So, you know, the test that you love is in obedience. Look at 2 John verse 6. 2 John 6. Yes.
And this is love, that we walk after His commandment. This is the commandment that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it.
Walk in it. Walk after His commandment. When you walk in obedience, you know, you are walking in Christ. Can you see now? When you are walking obedience, you are walking. Number five reason why obedience to God is important is that obedience to God demonstrates our faith. It is our obedience that shows that we have faith in God. So it means no obedience, no faith. No obedience, no faith. So it is your obedience to God that shows that you have faith in God. Now look at 1 John chapter 2. Let us read from verse 3 to 6. 1 John chapter 2, 3 to 6, yes.
And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself so to walk, even as he walked.
Oh my God. You know, he said, he that saith he abideth in Christ ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. You have to follow him. You have to put your step in his step. You know, that one shows that you have faith in him. When you say you have faith in God, then you have faith in the word of God, you must obey him. You know, so it is obedience that shows our faith. Like we said about Abraham. Abraham, he loved God. He had faith in that. He had faith in the word of God. That was why he went to sacrifice his son. Can you see now? So where is your own faith now? Do you really have faith in God? You know, so once there is obedience to God, then you will see demonstration of faith. Number six reason why obedience to God is important is that obedience is better than sacrifice. Do you know all these prayers you are praying? If you obey God, you won't pray. All these people go to mountains. I met one of our friends. He has gone to 26 mountains, yet his problem remains with him. And somebody going from, he knows all the roots of the mountain. He knows in all those mountains in southwest, even the one to the towards the east. He has gone to all the mountains, but yet, you know, the mountain is life ready to move. You know the reason? Because he will not obey God. Excuse me. You can go to every mountain. If you are not ready to obey God, your problem will not move. It will not move. That's why you must obey him. Now, let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22 to 23. 1 Samuel 15, 22 to 23.
And Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king.
Wow. May God not reject you in Jesus' name. A lot of people who disobey God, they have been rejected. Even like Eliab, the brother of David. He was the firstborn. But God said, I have rejected him. Now, do you know why God rejects people? Because they disobey him. Now, if you continue to disobey God, God will reject you. You know, he will not take you to the zenith of your life. The promises he has promised you, it will not come to pass. Why? Because of disobedience. Now, look at Saul, the king here. This king, King Saul, he did not campaign to become a king. He didn't spend money. He didn't do anything. No, he didn't do great wonders in his time. It was just mercy. You know, the mercy of the Lord flew upon him, and at the end of the day, he became the king. Now, what now happened now? He started to disobey God. You know, King Saul lost the throne. Why? Because of disobedience. Oh, may you not lose your placement in life. The plan of God for you, may you not forfeit it in the name of Jesus Christ. When you continue to disobey God, I'm telling you, you can't make it in life. You know, look at Saul, King Saul. God told him, he said, behold. Yeah? He said, as God gave delight in burnt offering or in sacrifices, as in obeying his word. So, you know, God have exalted his word more than any other thing. That's what I want you to know. So, all these your prayers without obedience can't get you anything. All these your prayers, your giving, they want to do something in your church, you give money, you know, all this and that, but yet you're not obeying God. You know, in some other areas, he can't give you blessings. So, you know, I want you to settle down to obey him. Now, number seven, disobedience leads to sin and death. Everyone that continue to disobey God, that leads to death. It leads to sin. So, if you don't want to go into sin and to death, then obey. Let me give you a scripture there. In Romans chapter 5, verse 19. Romans chapter 5, verse 19. Yes.
For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
By the obedience of one. So, by Adam's disobedience, all of us became sinners. Can you see now? All of us went to the path of death. But by Jesus' obedience, all of us received life. So, and that's why you must give your life to Jesus. You know? Now, the last reason why obedience to God is so important is because through obedience, we experience the blessings of the only living, of God. Through obedience, we'll experience the blessings of the only living. That is, through obedience, we experience blessings from God in his holiness. Look at Psalm 119. Just start to read before the time goes off. From verse 1, yes.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments.
Hallelujah. Now, can you start to see there that by the time you obey God, you experience the blessings of God. Now, I commend you to God this morning from what you have heard, that the grace to obey God, may it come upon you. May you obey God in everything. And may the blessings of God come upon you in Jesus' name. I will see you in church tomorrow. And I will see you also here on this platform next week in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your listening prayer. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
For free prayer and counseling, sending reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. Son,
everything I want to say. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books on various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.